Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russia's war on his country will end sooner than it otherwise would have done with Donald Trump's return to the White House. But President Zelensky didn't say whether Mr. Trump had made any demands about possible talks with Russia. Paul Adams is in Kyiv.
Mr. Zelensky said he couldn't predict when the war would end, but certainly he said it'll end sooner with the policies of the new team in the White House. This was their promise to America. He was less complimentary about the German Chancellor. Olaf Scholz, he said, had opened a Pandora's box by calling Vladimir Putin. Now there may be other conversations, he said, exactly what Putin has long wanted. Mr. Zelensky could have mentioned, but didn't, reports that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin spoke a few days ago, reports vigorously denied by the Kremlin.
The family of the US black rights leader Malcolm X have filed a lawsuit accusing government agencies of complicity in his murder in 1965. They allege the FBI, the CIA and New York police knew about the plot to assassinate him but did nothing to stop it. One of Malcolm X's daughters, Ilyasa Shabazz, said her family wanted transparency about his murder.
I'm grateful on behalf of my sisters, my five sisters, to stand here with a competent, ethical group of experts, legal experts, as we seek justice for the assassination of our father and that the truth will be recorded in history.
There's been no response yet from the law enforcement agencies. President Biden has met with the leaders of South Korea and Japan as the three nations seek to strengthen diplomatic ties. Speaking at the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Peru, the US president said he hoped the trilateral partnership with the two key allies would be built to last. It comes as tensions rise in the region following the deployment of North Korean troops to Russia. Argentina has issued arrest warrants for dozens of Brazilians living in the country for their alleged involvement in violent riots that took place last year in Brazil following former President Jair Bolsonaro's election defeat. Jacob Evans has more details.
In January last year, thousands of Jair Bolsonaro supporters stormed Brazil's Supreme Court, Congress and presidential palace in Brasilia, enraged by the far-right candidate's electoral loss. In the aftermath of the unrest, thousands were arrested, but countless other rioters fled the country. Some ended up in Argentina. Fast forward to today, and arrest warrants have been issued for 61 of those facing prison terms but living in Argentina. Despite being an ally of Mr. Bolsonaro, Argentina's leader, Javier Milei, has recently implemented new rules, meaning those facing serious crimes like terrorism would not be protected.
World news from the BBC. A court in Guatemala has overturned a decision to free a journalist whose imprisonment gathered international condemnation. José Rubén Zamora founded the El Periódico newspaper but was sentenced last year to 6 years in prison over money laundering allegations. The 68-year-old has won numerous awards for his work unearthing corruption among Guatemala's elites. The Republican Speaker of the US House of Representatives has said an ethics panel should not release a report on sexual misconduct allegations against Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump's choice for Attorney General. Senators from both parties have said they want to see the report as part of the confirmation process. Speaker Mike Johnson said this would be against protocol. The leader of the Democrats in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, told journalists what he thought it was if the report was not released.
Transparency is always the best course of action, particularly when it relates to high-ranking government officials. But I'm not going to get out ahead of the top Democrat on the House Ethics Committee, Susan Wild, until she and I have had an opportunity to talk.
At least 10 infants have been burned to death by a fire that broke out in the children's ward of a government hospital in northern India. The blaze in the intensive care unit was probably caused by an electrical fault. Medical staff at the Maharani Lakshmi Bhai Hospital in the town of Jhansi were seen breaking the windows of the smoke-filled ward to rescue 37 children before fire engines arrived. The Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof has said the collapse of the Netherlands coalition government has been averted, despite the resignation of a Moroccan-born minister who had accused some of her colleagues of racism. Noura Akbar had condemned right-wing ministers for comments about Moroccan migrants following last week's violence in Amsterdam against Israeli football fans. Mr. Schoof said although Ms. Akbar had left, other ministers from her party will remain in the coalition. BBC News.